Part 6 Health Strategies and the Quality of Life. Much of the material in this e-book is presented from a theoretical or academic perspective. However, I wrote this part of the book, Part 6, in a very practical way, with a focus on general health strategies. However, Chapter 16 is focused on a simplified perspective on the physiology of the human body, with a focus on general insight. The remaining chapters are all focused on practical strategies to increase health, happiness, and the quality of life. The idea is to read this part of the book with the goal of determining what changes, actions, and techniques you can utilize to make improvements in your life. Not everything in this part of the book may be useful for you. However, I am presenting this material with the goal of encouraging others to start their own search for information and to engage in the trial and error process to determine how to improve their health, happiness, and their quality of life. Each of the following chapters will help you do this, with the information it contains and the large number of links to many websites for additional information. Chapter 16A: Simplified Examination of Human Physiology to Gain Insight for Health. The Human Body as a Machine. Introduction. The goal of this chapter is to provide basic insight into the human body. This will be helpful in understanding how to keep healthy and how to deal with health problems. If you want information that is more detailed, website links are provided throughout this chapter. The Human Body as an Electrochemical Machine. From the simplest perspective, what is the human body? The human body is an electrochemical machine with a skeleton, many internal organs, and an outer covering of flesh and skin, all of which are composed of cells. It contains an electrochemical computing device, the central nervous system, brain and spinal cord, coupled with electrochemical sensing devices, the eyes, ears, sense of touch, pain, taste, and olfactory receptors. It has electrochemical motor-like devices, the muscles, attached to sophisticated limbs for locomotion and the manipulation of objects. The limbs have electrochemical sensing devices that provide data about their location in three-dimensional space. The sensing devices transmit the data from the environment and the interior of the body to the central nervous system by way of electrical pulses. The electrical pulses are electrochemical and they travel through wire-like structures called nerves. Certain electrochemical pulses initiate muscular contractions, and they have their origin from the brain and in some cases the spinal cord. These muscle contractions are needed for movement, to maintain balance, to pass food through the digestive tract, to maintain breathing and the beating heart. These electrical impulses are signals, and they do not represent the source of energy for muscular contractions. Energy in the human body. The energy for the muscular contractions, the brain, and everything else in the human body has its origin in the food that is consumed, and the oxygen that is inhaled from the air. This involves chemical reactions that take place ultimately at a cellular and subcellular level in the cytoplasm and mostly in the mitochondria. This involves complex chemical sequences called the citric acid cycle. With this chemical sequence, the energy is stored by converting ADP to ATP in an endothermic reaction. The resulting ATP stores a usable form of energy. When this energy is released in an exothermic reaction, the result is ADP plus energy, which is consumed by the body cells. ADP can be reused by storing more energy in it, which will result in ATP. The above process involving ATP, ADP, and energy is not unique to the human body. It is seen in all types of living organisms, including bacteria. Thus, energy production and consumption in the human body takes place at the cellular, subcellular, and molecular level. However, this applies to just about all of the processes that take place in the human body. The entire body, including all its organs, are composed of cells. These cells generally work together in various units or groups of cells that form the body organs. For example, when we want to move our arm, a large number of nerve cells are activated, which activate a number of muscle cells which contract to move the arm. When we look at an object, a large number of cells are activated in the retina, which activates a number of nerve fibers that comprise the optic nerve. All of the above does not just apply to the human body. It actually applies to living things in general. Living things, including humans, cats, dogs, monkeys, gorillas, lions, green plants, fungus, protozoa, and bacteria all function from a cellular, subcellular, and molecular level. These entities are machines, but they differed from machines invented by humans in this regard. For example, the gasoline engine and the electric motors have large mechanical parts that convert chemical energy, or electromagnetic forces, into movement. The parts involved with the energy of living things are microscopic. To see the details of the main energy production device, the mitochondria, requires an electron microscope. If you want more information, see the following websites. There are website links on this page that will not be verbalized.